Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Does God change his mind about his promises? The psalmist says to him, "You are the same and your years will have no end." Psalm 102:27. Similarly, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. God's plans cannot change. If they do, then he lacks foresight, which is impossible. Charles Spurgeon stated, "Do not treat God's promises as if they were curiosities for a museum, but believe them and use them." We appropriate God's promises by learning them through reading and memorization, by seeing our need for them through meditative prayer, and by giving God time to work them out in our daily experience in his timing, according to his will. God's promises that we claim in his name are guaranteed. Read John 14:13 and 14:2, or 2 Corinthians 1:20. Let me share a few scriptures with you. "And Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through all the surrounding regions," Luke 4. "And amazement came upon them all as they began talking with one another, saying, 'What is this message? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out.'" Luke 4:36. "And all the people were trying to touch him, because power was coming from him and healing them all." Luke 6:19. "And Jesus said, 'Someone did touch me, for I was aware that power had left me.'" Luke 8:46. "Now he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and the power to heal diseases." Luke 9:1. "Behold, I have given you authority to walk on snakes and scorpions and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you." Luke 10:19. "And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but you are to stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Luke 24:49. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and as far as the remotest part of the earth." Acts 1:8. "And with great power the apostles were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and abundant grace was upon them all." Acts 4:33. "And Stephen, full of grace and power, was performing great wonders and signs among the people." Acts 6:8. "You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God appointed him, anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." Acts 10:38. "And lastly, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Romans 1:16. What is the need in your heart today? The Lord has a promise to meet that need. Talk to him about it and simply take his word. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.